acorns jumping off my Chinese house. Two ducks in my spyglass, furry as a mouse. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a suey nature, a suey nature thing. It's a mighty fine,
mighty fine,
a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine.
Welcome to Yarns at Yin Hu, a podcast about the fiber arts and other post-apocalyptic skills. Episode 164, Getaway, Planning, and Packing. This episode is intended for participants in the Knit Local Getaway in Washington County, New York, which will take place at the end of this month. If you're not attending, you may want to skip this episode, but I want to make an announcement that I do have one available spot on this retreat. So if you're interested, please send me a personal message on Ravelry. If you've been thinking about it, wondering if your schedule would be clear, and now that it's closer to the date, you know you have time available, please get in touch with me because I have exhausted all of the waiting list, and I've even asked a few other people if they're interested, and there's still this one spot open. So if you'd like to claim it, get in touch with me right away. The Washington County Farm and Fiber Tour takes place the last weekend of April every year. This year, it's the 29th and 30th, and this getaway is built around this Farm and Fiber Tour. This will be the third time I've attended. The first time, I met my pen pal, Fernanda, in person, and we toured some of the farms, had a great time. And last year, I invited a group to stay at one of the lodges on the campus of Christ the King Conference Center. And this year, we're doing it again. So it's the Knit Local Retreat. The focus is on touring farms and purchasing some locally produced goods. It's a wonderful opportunity, even if you're not participating in the retreat, to come up to Washington County if it's within driving distance, or to look for something similar where you live. Do farms have open weekends? Is there any sort of tour or shop hop or anything that you might be able to participate in? It's a great way to meet some of the people behind the products that we really enjoy. The Knit Local Getaway begins at 3 p.m. with check-in at St. Mary's Lodge on the campus of the Christ the King Retreat Center. And many of the things that I'll talk about in this episode are included on the Google Doc that I sent to retreat participants. But sometimes it's nice to get a refresher or just to listen to the information instead of reading it. We will be having our communal supper starting around 6:30 or 7 on Friday evening. So hopefully you can arrive by that time. But if you can't, just let me know and we'll make sure we save some things for your dinner. I will be making 3 soups, an omnivore, a vegetarian, and a vegan soup. And then I've invited retreat participants to join in and bring some other things that are needed. So you have editing privileges on the Google Doc I sent, and you can write your name next to something if you can make a contribution. So our check-in is 3 p.m. on Friday, the 28th, and our check-out is 11 a.m. on Sunday, the 30th. On Friday evening, while we relax and meet each other and enjoy one another's company, we'll also make a plan for touring the farms. We'll arrange carpools if you're interested in hopping into a car with some other folks. And we have many returning getaway participants, and also a few folks who have done this farm and fiber tour for many, many years, so they can give you a lot of great suggestions on where to go. There are also a few interesting spots that aren't on the tour proper, but are in the area. So you might want to add those to your itinerary. And each evening of the retreat, Friday and Saturday, I will have a crafty kind of project. It's a non-knitting project, but one of them does involve yarn. And there may be one on Friday, one on Saturday, or maybe both of those will be available, and you can decide which one you'd like to do each evening. It will be very relaxed if you'd like to just sit and knit and talk and not take on another project. That's perfectly okay, too. During the day, on Saturday and Sunday, we will be going on the tour. Keep in mind that most of the events are out of doors or partly out of doors, and it's too soon to know what the weather will be exactly, but two things seem constant in Washington County, New York at the end of April. One is some mud, and the other is wind. There are lots of hilly landscapes and sort of exposed land, and the wind can really pick up. And even though we want it to be balmy and warm in late spring, sometimes it can be a little bit chilly. So think about practical footwear, comfortable footwear, and think about wind. Hopefully we won't be dealing with rain, but those are two things I suggest when you're thinking about your wardrobe. There is the opportunity to have breakfast on site in the cafeteria, and I need to contact someone at the conference center to let them know our numbers. It's a, you know, pretty basic cafeteria style breakfast with pancakes, bacon, some fruit, sausages, that kind of thing. And I think the cost is about $8. So please let me know if you would like to do breakfast either one or both of those days so I can provide a headcount for that. Other meals are on your own. You're certainly welcome to bring things with you. One of my objectives in creating this getaway was affordability. And so if you'd like to bring some yogurt, some things for lunch, you can certainly do that. The St. Mary's Lodge, where we will be staying, has a very large common room with a kitchenette. It has a sink. There's coffee making. Someone's bringing a pot for tea. There's a microwave. There's a refrigerator and freezer. So you can certainly bring things with you. There will also be leftover soup, I'm pretty certain, and you're welcome to that if you want to stop back in for lunch or just do dinner in on Saturday night. That's perfectly fine. And you can also bring, you know, things for coffee, tea, snacks, that sort of thing. Several folks are dining at Dancing U Farm on Sunday for a prefix lunch. And that does require advanced reservations. So there are links to where you can make those reservations. And please let me know if you reserve a seat. I will let Louisa and Jody know how many are in our group. And hopefully that means they can sit us together. The price, I think, is $55. It includes an aperitivo, a three-course luncheon, and wine. Dancing U Farm is a great place to visit, even if you're not doing the luncheon. They make extraordinary cheeses, and they also have other products from Italy, including wine, olive oil, and they also have a really wonderful selection of cured meats. And the past 2 years I visited, they've also had some women doing spinning demonstrations and some products for sale. So even if you're not dining there for luncheon, it could be a Sunday stop on your tour. Dancing U Farm is the northernmost farm on the tour. So it is a bit of a hike from where we're staying at St. Mary's. Some other considerations are your roommates. Roommates are included on the document that I sent out. St. Mary's has two wings, a north wing and a south wing. Each of those wings has four bedrooms. There are bunk beds, but no one will need to sleep on a top bunk. And on each wing, there's a bathroom area with a counter of sinks, some toilet stalls, and two shower stalls. You may want to bring flip-flops and a caddy for toiletries, since it is kind of a, you know, in and out sort of bathroom situation, kind of like a more dormitory style. You do not need to bring towels or bed linens. Those are provided, as are pillows. But if you're fussy about that sort of thing, you may want to bring your own pillow. And I encourage you to bring a mug. I like to bring my own mug and also a cloth napkin to use for the weekend and sort of eliminate waste where possible. Since we'll be eating soup for supper on Friday evening, you can also use your mug for soup. You can bring yarn, notions, books and magazines, anything in your stash that maybe needs a new home, because we will have a swap table, very informal and ongoing throughout the weekend. So you're certainly not required, but you're encouraged to participate in the swap if you would like. There's also going to be a spirit basket this getaway, and that is a chance for us to raise a little bit of money to contribute to the conference center. For this, if you want to participate, you can bring a new item. It does not need to be fiber or knitting related. A new item for the basket, and we will be raffling off this basket. So everyone will receive one ticket. If you contribute an item for the basket, you'll get another ticket. And then we'll be selling tickets to raise some money, and this incredible basket will be raffled off to one lucky winner. I have a number of donations and other things that I will be putting in the basket. The objective is to make it as appealing as possible so that folks buy tickets for this amazing spirit basket. And Mary Beth has volunteered to monitor this whole process and do the drawing probably Sunday morning before we depart. You should bring your project in progress, something that you'd like to work on while you chat and socialize. If you bring several things, I recommend having a large bag or basket that you can put at your feet and kind of keep everything near you. And on a lot of podcasts, you've heard about what works well for social knitting or crafting and what can be kind of a challenge. So I encourage you to think about what you can handle while you socialize, because meeting other people at this getaway is really the most important part, both on the tour and especially the other participants. These women are fabulous, interesting, have a range of experiences, and you will definitely want to spend your time getting to know them better rather than obsessing over the stitch pattern in your project. So bring something easy, not very challenging. One of the projects that we'll be doing in the evening, it's not a knitting project, but it does involve yarn scraps. So you may want to bring a few yarn scraps of your own. If you have little bits of leftover yarn, that would be perfect for this project. Really, any weight would be acceptable. And I will have plenty on hand, but sometimes you just want to have some things of your own. So that would be the final thing I would suggest as part of your packing, is some yarn scraps. Certainly having cash and cards if you plan to do your shopping is a good idea. Most of the shopping is at small farm stands, and I have used a card. I remember using a card at several places, but I'm not 100% certain that credit cards are accepted at all of the farms. So having a mix of some cash and maybe a card on hand would be very helpful. If you have questions, concerns, anything I haven't covered in this podcast that you're wondering about, please send me an email or a personal message and get your question answered. It's always great to, just feel like you have a handle on what's coming up before you get started on your journey to Washington County. And I want to make sure I do everything possible to alleviate any concerns and make you aware of all the particulars. So send me a line if you have a question. I look forward to seeing everyone. It's just a few short weeks away on the 28th for supper. And it's going to be yet another fantastic getaway. Until then, bye.